Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Beis, and we are on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, the second to last line. We got into the discussion yesterday of kfaris and crypts and graves based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about if somebody, Mishnah back on daf Kuf Amud Beis, if somebody sells a makom for his friend to build a kever, or and he accepts to make a kever, what are the dimensions? We have the machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Exactly what is the minimum or acceptable dimensions to build for each of the crypts, for the open space in the middle, as we discussed, and we were discussing on Amud Beis of yesterday's Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. So how exactly do you make them without overlapping? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you build them, as we know, on all four sides of the open area in the grave. So how is that possible? So we spoke maybe about Ma'amik, about making them deeper, one from the other. Then we said maybe it has to do with making small kvaris, as in Nifli, if there was Nifalim, require stillborns that require kvura, so then that maybe that's why they're smaller and they wouldn't overlap, and we had some of the pictures in the Rashbam that helped. So related to that, as we'll see, we quote another Mishnah that we are going to discuss today. A Mishnah appears both in Ahalos and in Nazir. So Tznan Hasam, if you look in the Rashbam so quotes Sof Meseches Nazir. Not sure why Dafki quotes Nazir more than Ahalos. Ahalos is really the place where it's mostly discussed. It's a Tumas Ohel, as we are going to talk about. But either way, he quotes one, and as we will see, just in terms of Tumas Mace and the Mitzvah of Kfura, as we are talking about, just to read one source, the Kolbo, one of the Rishonim, writes in the Hilchas Avel as follows. Kasav Ba Malamed. Why is the Torah so chamor and so stringent when it comes to Tumas Meis? There's an irony. There's an irony relating to Tumas Meis, which is so serious in its Tumah. It's the highest level of Tumah. It's the Avi Avos HaTumah. It's so stringent, and yet we have a Chi of Kfura. Stringent, so much so that Meis Mitzvah is Doche Kol HaTorah Kula. So to contact it is so chamur, and yet the Torah demands that even a nazir, even a Kohen Gadol, if he's the only one that has involved, that finds a dead body, it's mace mitzvah, and therefore he has to bury it. That's why it's called a mace mitzvah. It's a mace that the mitzvah is to bury it if no one else is burying it. So you have these two opposite type of ideas. Says the Kolbo, Lamech miratar b'tumas mace, shenogia b'neveila o b'sheretz, yitar b'yomo, venogia b'mace, yitmashiv al yamim, ki'ilu maga ha'mace, davar meruchak, as if touching a dead body is so meruchak, right? It's so serious. We have the Rabbam and Sefer Tara, goes min ha'chamor el ha'kal. Interesting, in certain Svarim of the Rambam, he goes from the most stringent to the most lenient. So Tumas Meis, he goes from the most stringent. Starts off with Tumas Meis, then he gets into Paraduma, which is related, and Tumas Saras. Then he gets into Mishka V'moshav and Shara Vosa Tuma, and Tumas Ochlin, right? And then he gets more Kal, Kalim and Mikvos. But, for example, let's say in Hilchas Nizikin, the Rambam starts off with Nizke Mamon, and then gets into Geneva and Gezela, and then he gets into Rotzech and Shmiras HaNefesh, right, towards the end. So it's been Akal El Akavich. So the Rambam, again, each one has to be analyzed in terms of its order. But to hear, ask the Kolbo, Tumas Meis is so chamur, v'halo kfuras meis, mitzvah gedola, acha kabbala amra shemeis mitzvah docha shar mitzvos, zutmiya gedola, al shtei mitzvah shein soser zuazu. Kolbo is bothered. Right, these two seem to contradict each other. V'halo maga'o mitzvah gedola, v'tumaso chamura, ba'ala hazir adab shalo yigab emes. So what is it? V'od, tzarech lehizbonein. Also, says the Kolbo, you have to wonder, b'chibu of mitzvah kfuras emes, so such a, the beloved nature of the mitzvah of kfura, v'halo im yikaver aguf, o lo yikaver, hakoho lechem akam echad. We say that it's all about the neshama now anyway, so why is there such an emphasis about kfuras emes? Let me explain. There's really two ideas here. One of them relates to part of what we mentioned from the Chassam Sofer yesterday. Nomar. Shechiv of Kfuras Hameis ulishtei ta'amim. Ho'echad al derech mida tova. V'hu shiisa adam panim l'mishenena mimenu. Hakaras atov. Hakaras atov. The body was a house for the neshama for 120 years and treated with respect. You know, somebody, what does the Gemara say, what does the Chazal say? Rashi quotes it, that, you know, if somebody gives you an achsanya, you know, you have to have a karas hatov, right? And even the Mitzriim let you live there for, they weren't so nice. but they let you live there, so that's why they're not as bad as the other nations, Ammon and Moab. If you live somewhere and something happens, right, if somebody grows up in a house, and later on the house is sold, and then somebody else moves in and they knock it down in order to build a bigger house, you feel bad. You're like, that's where I grew up. That was, you have some feel. So here we have some feelings for our goof. V'chein kasha l'nefesh k'shatira goof mizbazeh. V'al derech hazeh v'chulu v'chulu. And that is number one. Number two, on a more fundamental level, this is what we mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday. V'chein ba al derech zeh chibuv kuras haguf v'shar hakavon anasa l'bamoso k'chibuv tashmishe kedusha. Shehei nignazin. We didn't have to go to our generation. We could go back hundreds of years to see that comparison, right, of a body. Why is a body? Right, was mentioned yesterday from the Eretz HaTzvi, right, Tashmishei Kedusha, the connection to Torah. That's what the Kolbo says. Mitzura felzeh, shekrovei yameis motzin nechama bekavod ahu, also related. That, I think that he puts that all as one. Hakaras Hatov relating to the value of the guf, but also on a deeper level, Tashmishei Kedusha. But also that the Krovim of the Meis find Nechama, Hahu Kemo Sheba Hakasav, like the Pasuk says by Eov. That's all he has as number one. V'atam Hasheini, V'hu Achazak, V'atzarach Lemuna Seinu, B'tchias HaMeisim. Number two, he says, if we don't care about it, like, okay, everything's done, finished, nothing to talk about. If we focus on the burial, what's that showing? Why are we showing such respect? Why are we showing such focus? Because there's something going on in the future. Even if right now the neshama has left, right, that shows emuna b'tchias ha-meisim. Ki ilu hayu mashlichet guf ha-adam ha-meis. Ka'achas ha-nevelos hayu bnei adam omrim. Nimshal ki behemos nidmu. V'lo hayu makablin emuna sa-tchia. Kimo she'in makablin in kfurasam. Kfuraso. Pirosa ki ivno lo bayis v'yal bishenu. We bury him and we clothe them. Pirosam ki ikru eitzel avosa v'bnei mishpachto. Next to their family. What difference does it make? Where they're buried. And therefore the whole family is going to get up together. Why do we care so much about Kever Avos? Why is Yaakov Avinu so makpid and concerned? He wants to be buried in Maris Machpelah. If everything's done, finished, death is death, what difference does it make? The answer is it's not done. No, this is the next stage. And therefore, we have to take care of the body at this stage because it's going to be used again. It's going to be inhabited again. Nimsa shakavana hi, the burial is emuna. Emuna satchia l'chazeko emuna azos. Amru, as Chazal say, asidim sadikim shiyamud beluvusheyem. Bechulu, and he continues, ulufisha lo yita adam barova kavan hanase lames, but that we're not confused. And we don't think that we should give too much focus on the body. We should realize that the body is going to make you tummy mace for 7 days. That's the balance. You need it to be mechazik the emuna, and you need it for hakaras atov, but lest one thinks that the body is the ikar and not the neshama, which is by the kisi hakavan now, it also brings tuma shivas yamin. Lahasik hakavana v'ladas, ki lo bishoke ha'ish yirtzeh, ki ein haratzon harishon beguf, ki im benefesh hanish eretz, v'avona mechaper Hashem, v'chulu. And that's why the fui emun azu, and that's why the minhag is to say v'hu rachum when you bury, v'hu rachum, that's the minhag, v'dava havein, ki lefan avbav, v'chulu, and we continue. And that is also why the minhag is to, he doesn't quote it, the minhag is to say the special kaddish right after the kvura. Right, we only say that kaddish twice, by a siyum and by a kvura. The kaddish, those extra few lines at the beginning of the kaddish talk about, tchias ha-mesim. A Jew buries his dead and right, unbelievable. What an act of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lower our heads, we realize that we are not in charge, we turn around, we bury, and we say the Kaddish that talks about Tchias HaMesim. Right, that's what a Jew does, where we look ahead and we realize what the burial signifies. So that is just one source, the Kolbo, on Peshach Tafai and Gimel in my Kolbo, relating to Kfura, as we are in the midst of talking about these issues of Kfuras HaMes. Says the Gemara now, Tanan Hasel. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Mesechas Ahalos and in Nazir. The context of the Mishnah, the Rimigash here, gives us background. The Mishnah is about keeping Eretz Yisrael Tahar. Right? We're talking about finding graves. When do you allowed to assume that it's just one isolated body, when do you have to assume that maybe it's part of a larger cemetery? Right, that's going to be the Mishnah that we're about to talk about. The Rimi Gash, though, says, Pirish Mishnah Zula Inyan, Taras Eretz Yisrael Ishnuya. Lefisha Yadarkan Latakena Tadrachim. The minag was to go around and make sure the roads were Tahar. Velivdoko Sun Min Hatuma. Not only to fix the roads like at the end of Ksubis, to make sure it's flat and nobody gets bumped and trips, but also for Tuma and Tahara. Mipnei Ole Regalim. The Kalhat Makam Sheinos Mosim Bokever. They made sure that they put signs up and wanted to make sure that the Kohanim wouldn't become Tame. So with that context, Tan Hasam says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Mace Mushkav Kidarko. If somebody finds a Mace Mushkav Kidarko, what is Kidarko? As we have said, lying in the way that he's supposed to lay. Not like we said yesterday, the possibility of burying vertical, which is Kfuras Chamorim Huzu, or some other way that you might have thought that the burial was only temporary. Right? But if somebody's lying Kidarko on their back with the arms in the way that the minhag is to put them. So Moshe is mushkav kedarko. So no tloves tfusaso. So then, not only do you, and you're going to be mefan of the mace, because you don't assume that the mace is there as part of a base akvaris, it's the middle of a road, so you can be mefan of the mace, you assume he was only buried there temporarily, but because he was buried there, kidarko, he also, you take tfusaso, some of the dirt surrounding the mace, he also, so to speak, that's part of his area, right? The Rashbam says, what do you assume here? Imrotza laso sham taros, mifaneyu lameis bishim delokana makomo, kolzman jelohavi shlosha. If you didn't find at least three bodies, you don't assume this is a base like forest, so the mace is not kona makomo. De'ika lameimar lohaya makom hazeh makom kvura elai de'atchak. Right, maybe they just buried him here because it was a difficult time. Shelohaya lam penai lo licha lebeis akfaris. They didn't have time. The kavru lasham, and they buried him there. Umihu kivan de meishu velo harug umushkav kedarka. But because he's buried in the normal way, right? He's not buried in an unusual position. No tel gamas tfusaso. He also takes the surrounding earth, as is described in Maseches Nazir. How much is the surrounding earth? All of the loose earth around and three tvachim underneath of karka psula. That is what that's called. That's all we considered. Maybe some of the rotting leaked in to this area, and therefore that's also needs to be moved when they move the mace. What is the source of that? The concept of tfusaso. If a mace is buried, they have to take not only the bones but also the surrounding earth. So that's learned out from a pasuk by Avraham Avinu. Right, the Gemara there darshans based on the phrase unisasani mi mitzrayim. Carry me from Mitzrayim. What's mi Mitzrayim? Tol imi, klomar mi karka Mitzrayim. Take from the karka Mitzrayim with me when you go bury me in Eretz Yisrael. That makar in Nazir is a fascinating discussion in the Mefarshim on the Gemara and on the Mishnayos. Was Yaakov buried in Mitzrayim? Right, when we read the Pesukim, it sounds like he was mummified and they had 30 days of mourning and then they went to Eretz Canaan. Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that he was buried? Right, isn't that the whole idea that he even says, don't bury Mitzrayim because either Rashi quotes the 2 days there, I think in Vayechi, that either they're going to worship me or I don't want the kinim to be able to be going on my body. Right, so what is it? What does it mean? That's the drasha in the Gemara there in Nazir that, for Tfusaso, what our Gemara says, the Tosas Yantif, asks in Mesech Nazir, I don't understand, Sarachian. I don't know what the Gemara is talking about, right? We darsh it from Mitzrayim, tfusaso. You know what does that mean? Even if we have lumdish, that like you look in the language of the Rashbam here. The Rashbam says, so it's the bottom left of the Amud. Oso karka shesvivo shahalecha the vamoach shalmeis sham kol osa karka notel imo de kemes atzmo dami. That's the status of the mace itself. V'chofer ol v'psulas karka. Right, it's considered the mace itself. It has that status. But how do you learn that from Yaakov Avinu? So the is a two ideas. Number one, the Chizkuni. If you look at the Chizkuni there in Vayechi, he says it must be Chazal had a misora that he was buried. Right, he quotes that on the pasuk of Ukvartani Mikvurasam Shevitchila Hayanikvar b'Mitzrayim. Yaakov was buried. Kedisa Herak Nazir. So what must he mean by those other Chazals? It must be that don't leave me there for a long time. I don't want to still be there by Kinim. I don't want to be there so long that they're gonna worship me. But he quotes that Gemara and he says that Gemara must prove that he was buried there. That's the, That's the Chizkuni in Vayechi, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasik Lamed. But the other way to understand it is that, in truth, the Chida writes this in there in Nazir, that he was saying, if he would be buried in Mitzrayim, then you would have to take Imi Vest Fusaso. Maybe he wasn't, but he was saying, Unas Asani, Mi Mitzrayim, if I would to be buried in Mitzrayim, you'd have to take the, not only my body, but also the tfusa of the body. That's the drasha that Chazal have. So you don't have to say that, Yaakov was buried, even though the simple understanding of that Gemara is, you just read the Gemara without reading the Psukim, you sound like he was buried, but either way, discussion in Chazal and discussion in the Rishonim. That Tosfos Yadav, if you want to see it, is in Tes, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, there in Maseches Nazir. Good. So we continue now. So if a mace is found, motzei mace mushkaf kedarko, notla vesfusaso. Shnayim, notla vesfusasan. If you find two also, then you still do not have to assume that it is a basak faris, and therefore you just take the two out, and the rest you assume is tahar. But once you find three, matzah shlosha, if you find three, so then, emyesh beinei me arba ad shmona, this is where you see it's getting into our Mishnah, the dimensions. If there is between the three, between four and eight, amos, harezu shchinas kfaris, that's exactly how, a regular cemetery is, all the bodies are put next to each other, that distance, and therefore you have to assume shchinas kfaris, therefore you have to check more. You can't assume that these are the only three, right? And therefore, ubodik mimenu lahalon esrim amma. You gotta check out 20 amos in all the directions in order to, make sure that there are no other kfaris. Some achronim say, even though there's really a sfek sfeika, right? Suffolk, there are other bodies, and even if there are other bodies, they are suffolk if they're, Jewish. I mean, there's different, many sfeikas, but either way, this is what the Mishnah says that you have to do. These are the dimensions. Let's finish the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about a number of items. Matzah echad besof esrim amma, and if you find one, you check around. At the end of 20 ammas, you find one more, so then bodek bimenu lalan chaf amma. Then that's a continuation. We view that as a continuation. Even though, we'll see that in the Gemara. Sharag lion ledavar. Since you found three, and then you found this other one, so then you assume that this is all also part of it. Also part of it. Shilimitchila, even though originally, if you would have found this one kever first, masunotlovesfusaso, you would just be able to take it. You wouldn't have to worry that it is part of a larger cemetery. But because you found the three first, that is why you have to check the 20, and then you assume it's part of a larger Beis HaKfaris. That is the Mishnah, and we're going to be bedaik in the Mishnah Beis Hashem in a couple of minutes. But first, Tosa says, in Bodek Himenu, you find the grave at the end of 20, you find the body. Regilin hayu lahaniach tzad margalosav klape hama'ara. Right, they used to put the feet, klape, connected towards the front of the cave. Umairi kishanimsa rosho litzada ma'ara umargalosa fafuchin litzada cheres. The Islam lamemar mimara cheresu lafichach bodek olalan chaf ama. Right, so he says maybe it depends which direction they're found in order to assume that, you know, what, you don't have to, might not have to go in all the directions around, just the ones that you assume that they're all in the same direction. Okay, a couple of points. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, once we're talking about Notloves Tusaso, the issue of Pinui Hames, as we're gonna get into soon, that is a very serious issue. Being mefane, moving a body is not something that we do normally unless there is a real tzarach gadol, but that is a discussion. The Kalba also talks about that in that same spot, that it's difficult for the neshama, right? There's even a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph when we know Shaul HaMelech brings Shmuel HaNavi back from the dead towards the end of the Sefer because he's a little nervous and he has to earn Batumim and he doesn't want to go out to battle. Doesn't know what's going to be. So Shaul HaMelech brings Shmuel up from the dead, and Shmuel is not so happy about it. Shmuel is not so happy about it, and he in Perech Chafches Pasuk Tezvav, we just find the pasuk, says Shmuel Hanavi by the witch of Ein Dor, Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul, Lamahir Gaztani Lahalososi. Why do you do this? And you brought me up. It's not so nice. Vayomer Shaul, Tsar li ma'od, uplishtim nilchamim bi, ve'elohim sar me alive, alo anani od, gam bi'ad ha'nevi'im, gam b'chalomos, bo'yakre'en alachalo, di'eni ma'ese. I don't know. I don't have any other choice. So you see, Chazal say, lo maher garstani, that you took me out for my menucha. Because that's even not moving the body, that's moving the neshama. different midrashim also about that Shmuel HaNavi, he was scared, he didn't know what was going on, he thought he was going to be judged again, he was already judged, and now he has to come back, and how Shaul knew that, the witch knew that it was him, because he wasn't upside down, all the different chazals on that amazing parak there at the end of Shmuel Aleph. But there, Shmuel HaNavi is upset, because that's one of the sources, that Pinuy Ames is not something that we try to do. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Shin Samach Gimel, that there are certain cases that you're there. Shin Samach Gimel, it's the wrong one. Shin Samach Gimel, Shulchan Aruch discusses that one shouldn't, one is not allowed to do that unless there is a tzara gadol. Rav Moshe Feinstein has about 10 or 15 tshuvas about all in the Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Chelek Beis, and Chelek Gimel. In all of them. But it starts with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samach Gimel, Ein mefanin hameis v'hatzamos. Lo mi kever mechubad lekever mechubad, v'lo mi kever bazli lekever bazli. V'ein v'lo mi bazli mi mechubad. And surely even to a nicer kever, we don't move. We don't move. But what are you allowed to do? Mutter. But betok shelo, afilu mimchul, the bazi mutter, sha'ari v'adam, she noch eitz alav osav. Kever avos. That's one. One time we might move. V'chein, kidei lakavro be'eretz Yisrael. Mutter. Also to move from chutz la'aretz, if at the time they couldn't come. And as we find by certain people. V'nasnu shel almanas lafanos, mutter b'chol inyan. If the original burial was there, almanas, that you might move, mutter b'chol inyan. But we have that sometimes during there's some stories that the Jews couldn't get out of a city, right, for a certain amount of time. Even during between the 1948 and 1967, there was when the Jews couldn't get, or even during 1948, during the War of Independence, when during the Old City, they're not supposed to bury in there, but there were certain places where they had to bury because there was no choice, there was a siege. Then you're mafane afterwards. That for sure is mutter. But this is the discussion. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes many different achronim kedarka b'kodesh relating to this issue. What are some heterim? What if someone is buried in a non-Jewish cemetery? What if chutz la'aretz? All different ones. He has a fascinating discussion from the No de Yehuda. No de Yehuda. This is in Oz Hey. He quotes towards the end. Nishal Chacham. Let me just find it. Hakdam et Tzibah Achrosh Ad Mas Kodesh. Imutu li Yisrael Achtoch. Okay, I'm not going to read it inside, but I'm saying maybe it's the next piece. Here it is. Yeah, in Sif Katan Zion. He quotes, are you allowed to open up a kever in order to identify a man so that his wife could remarry? Aguna. Right, somehow he was buried beforehand, before they were able to check. Ha'isha, achar ba'isha v'amra she'ish l'bayt la'simanim u'fakim b'gufo. Imuto v'toa kivro liros achar ha'simanim. Kedei la'atira mechev le'igar. So that's not being mefaneh ames, that's just uncovering a kever. Not even moving. That's even less. V'das ha'rav lezer fleckles, right, that's the Talmud of the Nodbi Yehuda, the Tshuva Me'ava, la'hatir. Tahari afilu lekuchos yicholin lomar anan zuze avinu linval im lo mitan the simanim masim lishtanos vechulu haisha zo shaloti aguna kol yameha tucha lomar mali benivulo the simanim elu imishtanim laolam uveprachas egam lechvodo shebonav yisablu v'yomru kaddish. So also to know for sure who it was, not only for the woman, but for the kids to know that it was Dafka, their father. So he quotes that from the Shua Me'ava. He quotes other poskim that say, maybe not. The Shom Yodim Nevadeh Shizeh Omei. So then it's Dafka, Umbu Katan. Ava Benito Didon, Shemahu Acher, Vanivu Bechinam. What if it's not the one? Then you will Mevazeh him for nothing. Ein Lahatir, and he quotes others that are mutter. It seems like most poskim would say that it is mutter, in this case, that's one. Letzarecha, the woman to remarry. Rav Moshe Feinstein also has many tshuvas, just to maybe read one from each of the volumes. Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Simen, Reish Lamed Vav. Rav Moshe discusses. Be'inyun Pinuy Hameis Lekever Mishpacha. Pinuy Hameis, what's the case? Davar Pinuy Hameis Shabanim Rotsim Lefanotes Aviem Shenikvar Be'ir Rachok Mi Toronto. LeToronto. Right, they wanted to bring, he's buried out in some tiny little village somewhere in the middle of Canada, and they want to bring him to Toronto. Basher him konim in Toronto, makom gadol. He was buried there, maybe he lived out there, but now all the kids live in Toronto, and they want their father to be buried in their family plot. So this is not kever avos, this is kever banim. They don't have a kever avos, but they're now creating a kever avos. Is that enough of a tzarech to move? They want to go visit. V'chein ha'yesh b'zeh od she'la b'dvar iser. Dein molichin meis me'ir she'ish b'kfaris le'iracheres. Right, also, it's a little to be zayin for the other people. He's buried next to right now. What, you're moving? What, I'm not a good enough neighbor? Right, this is what are you doing? V'lechara hayanira pashut. Del kivros avosav yishlahachshav rak ben etzel aviv. Avalo matzinu ze etzel korvam acherim. Maybe you would say, there is no, what's the reason here? It's chutz la'aretz to chutz la'aretz. There is no kever avos here. He's the first one that's going to be buried there. Right, so maybe it's not. And then he quotes from Rav Meir Simcha. He quotes, but from the end of Maseches Brachos, Shem konim makom gadol lekever mishpacha, gam zeh nechshav mikivur kivros avosav, lid shemut lefanos. He says, maybe, lamaisa, if one wants to, one can, but Rav Moshe is not so excited about it. Lachen lamaisa, im efshar lefol shalo yifanu asaviyim, vadai, tzorech leshadel v'lomar shelhem shein tsar gadol. Why are they moving? You want to go visit your father? So go visit your father, wherever he is. Well, you have to move him to make it more convenient for you to visit him? Rav Moshe is not excited about this idea. V'lom alahem laso zeh, and when, by the way, is it recorded that there's a mitzvah to go visit? Is a minhag. There's nothing wrong, generally. Most of some, it's nothing wrong with it. But there's a minhag. But to make it easier for me, I would move the body. V'lom alahem laso zeh, legrom tsar gadol la'avihem. Ach im I efshar lifol. If the rabbi cannot convince the family, so Kedai Rebeir Simcha, the Beis Chachma says, okay, and Vidafka im kvar kanu kever mishpacha, v'lo im adayin lo kanu, v'ritzonim lafanos hu rak kadeshiye kever eisel imam, shayse ishto, shezevade aser gam lahagon arsameh. Okay, they didn't buy it yet. Okay, but that's, again, serious shilas that we have to realize, when is it mutter and when is it mater. Also different family issues. What about if somebody's buried in a non-Jewish cemetery? Binyapina meis kishinishar yechidi. What if the area is going to be damaged? What if it's an area, if it's in a place where it might be mavuze? Binyan ish, this is another tragic. Binyan ish, betaus kavru etzel isha. They didn't bury him next to his wife. They buried him next to, they got the wrong kever. Right? Binyan kibi, it goes, again, tshuva after tshuva, Moshe has here, in all of that's in Yoredei Chelek Aleph. Chelek Beis, Moshe has a case, just read one in Kuf Mem Tes, I think this is. Then we'll continue. Kuf Nun Dalin. Right, he talks about going to Eretz Yisrael. But there are Shehavin Das Ishto, Shai Sarotzali Kavra Be'eretz Yisrael. Ach Mepe Chul Shato Lo Haya Yachal Oz La Asose. For Kavra Be'eretz Akvaris De Montreal. It's Canada Day. V'yata Achrei Avor Karav L'Shana Noach Daito V'rotzal Kayim Ritzona. He didn't bury originally, but now he wants to move her. Masfod Ra Mashim Afurish Shin Samagimel Yisoa Right L'Holach Eretz Yisrael Mutter. The chulus, he doesn't know what the issue is, but he says there's an issue. Pini hameis and bizon hameis of shenishiru sham, maybe not. Aval nira pashit says Ramosha, shekiva shmaserosa lichal eretz yisrael mitam kapara lekashum bizayon lahameisim shenishiru misham. Don't feel bad for the other meisim that are there because that was this is going to eretz yisrael and therefore there is no issue there. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll leave it for now. It's also interesting that the post can discuss here the concept of three. This concept of three. If you find three, you have to assume it's a basic varus. Is that similar to the concept of chazaka? Usual chazaka is three times, right? You do something three times, right? Something happened, but three, is that a chazaka? So we find that concept in halacha too. But far as you explain here, that the concept of items also apply. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Hilchos Pesach. If you find three barley seeds, right, in a certain mixture, do you have to assume, or wheat seeds, you have to assume there's chametz there if you don't find more, right? In certain cases of checking, right, the cases of checking certain items for bugs in certain areas. In Eretz Yisrael, there are certain things you have to check that you don't have to check in Chutz La'aretz, right? So if you find, so post can discuss, if you find one, throw it out. Two, find three, that might be machzikit as a infestation, and therefore you might have to throw it out. Without getting into any details, but that the concept of three comes up, even not just in times, in terms of a shara muad, in terms of katlanis, the machlokas of two and three, but you find it here. Find it here also by items as well. Okay, there's a lot more, but we will continue. Says the so we brought the Mishnah. Right, all we did today so far was a Mishnah. Mishnah that says that if you find one kever, two kever, three kvaras, so then you have to check around. So Amar Mar Mi Arbavat Shmona Mani. So who is the opinion of our Mishnah that says 4 to 8? The Mefarshim point out that this is a very unusual Amar Mar. Amar Mar is not usually used to quote a Mishnah. Maybe to quote a Memra of the Amorayim. So, unusual. Amar Mar Me'arba Vachmona. So the distance is between 4 and 8. That's what our Mishnah says. So that's a problem, because when we were talking about the distance between the kfaris, right, we had the 2 days in our Mishnah, we had the Tanakama was 4 and 6, and Rabbi Shimon was 6 and 8. And this is 4 and 8. It's a combination of both of the opinions. Right? You're worried about if you find a section here, you're worried about another section on the other side, but it's a combination of the shitos. So mani e rabbanon ha amri dalat amos al sheish. E Rabbi Shimon ha amri sheish al shmona. Nobody said 4 by 8. So is this Mishnah a third opinion? We never like to say that. So the Gemara says the olam Rabbi Shimon, he really, it's like Rabbi Shimon Shita, Rabbi Shimon who said 6 to 8. So why does this Mishnah say 4 to 8? V'hai tanahu. It's a different version of Rabbi Shimon. Different version. The Tanya the Brisa says, Mutz on Ritzufin Vein Bein Amidalan Amos Vadches. If you find them very close together, and there is less than 4 by 4 and 8, Yesh Lahem Tfusa the Elam Shkunas Kfaris. So they're buried normally, so they have Tfusa if you would rebury them, but it's not called the Shkunas Kfaris because they're not buried with the correct distance in between, and therefore you don't have to worry. You don't have to check outside. You assume that this was just a mass, quick burial at the time. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Bishum Rabbi Shimon Rowan Esam Saim Kilu Einan. No, you're allowed to view the middle ones as if they are not there, like we've had before. Shem will get back to that. Vahashar Mitzarfin Midalat Amos Varches. You get it as if Kilu the middle ones aren't there, and therefore this is a Shchunas Kfaris. But what do you see? The measurements are 4 and 8, and you see this is Rabbi Shimon. So it's a different Rabbi Shimon that we have. 2 days in the within Rabbi Shimon, and that's the opinion of the Mishnah here in Ahalos as well. Good. B'mayu Kimta, says the Gemara, what did we say? Who did we say is the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon, B'nei Seifa. So Rabbi Shimon fits into the first line of the Mishnah that says if you find between 4 and 8, it's a Shkunas Kfaris. But what about the next line of the Mishnah? Eima Seifa, Vodek Emenu Lahalan, Esrim Amma. You have to check 20 Amos. So that doesn't fit. Mani. E Rabbi Shimon, Esther Metartin Havian. It's Rabbi Shimon. It should, you have to check 22, not 20, because the Chatzer is 6, right? The Chatzer, according to this version, the Chatzer is 6. Each Ma'ara is 8, right? So altogether, right, that's going to equal 22, right? 8 and 8 is 16, plus 6 is 22. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it should have to be 22. E Rabbanan, Timni Sri Havian. According to Rabbanan, it's even less. It should be 18. So who gets, what's 20? Ula olam, and Rashbam also goes through the math based on the measurements we had in the Mishnah yesterday. If you're trying to find two ma'aras with a chatzer in between, one of the measurements, according to Reb Shimon, it will be 22 length. According to the Chabim, it will be 18 length. And this Mishnah says 20 length. And we just said the Mishnah is reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So what is this? The Gemara says Olam Rabbanan he. This second line is reflecting the sheet of the Rabbanan who kigon to badach ba'alachzona. Right? You did a more thorough search. You wanted to check diagonally also. Right? And therefore, even though the Rabbanan are really 18, but you check 20, you check 20 out, just to be safe. So the Gemara says, Umidaha ba'alachsona, ha nami ba'alachsona, eser metarti havyin. So then why don't you go, even further and check. So, in all the directions. So, chadav al chazan amrinan, treb al chazan alo amrinan. You don't have to have a chumra al gabi chumra. You check it. You go straight, and in one side, you could go, longer in one direction. You don't have to go the opposite side also, to have it all 22 and not just 20. Okay, that is all the one opinion. The Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, the first line, and the Rabbanan, the second line. Says the Gemara, maybe there's another idea as well. Rav Shishi Breid Ravidi Amar, this is what we referred to yesterday, La'olam Rabbi Shimon hi. Really, the Mishnah might reflect the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, even in the Seifa. V'achamayas kinan b'nifli. You don't have to check so long because we're talking about Nifalim. What is the case, right? The Rashbam says, that's the mason that you found. First wide line in the Rashbam. Hach Seifa Nami Rabbi Shimon hi. The Seifa could also be Rabbi Shimon. Ukigon tahani shlosha mason havi nifli uma'ara shel Nifalim arka sheish. Uma'ara shnia ches ama. So that's how you get 20. You don't have 8 plus 6. You have 8, 6, and 6. Right, because one of the ma'ara of the Nephilim is only 6, not 8. So the other one, you have to be choshesh, is of adults, so it's going to be 8. But you have 6 in between, so 6 and 6 and 8 is 20, and that's how it could work out for the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So again, the Gemara says, "Hakamai skina benifli umidaha benifli hanami benifli." So the Gemara says, "One second. If this one is nifli, why aren't you choshesh that maybe the next mar is also going to be, and therefore timni sri havin? Then it should be this one 6 and that one 6 and 6 in the middle." So Gemara says, "No, chada benifli amrinan, tadi benifli lo amrinan. Just because you found one cave of nifalim doesn't mean the next cave is also going to be nifalim." Which again, remember, was much more common in those days. Rachmana litzlan, the amount of stillborns or the amount of babies that die through childbirth. So therefore, but you don't have to be choshe so much. You found one, fine, but you don't have to be worried about the other one. And therefore, Baruch Hashem lamaskana, it's Rabbi Shimon Shita, both the Reisha and the Seifa. Good. But along the way, we mentioned the idea of Roin, whether you're allowed to view the middle as if it's not there, right? Where the Rabbi Shimon said, if you found bodies all the way scrunched next to each other, you have to still be worried about Shkunas Faris, because you could view the middle ones as if they're not there. And the Chachamim say, no. They're there, so you have to worry about the tfusa of these, but not around. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, we had this a couple of daf ago, exactly the opposite shitos. We had Rabbi Shimon not saying Rowan, and the Chachamim saying Rowan, ki'ilu it's not there. So we have a stira. Rami d'Rabbanan ad'Rabbanan, v'Rami d'Rabbi Shimon ad'Rabbi Shimon. We have a problem, we have a stira, as we had before. Disnan, the Mishnah says, and we had it earlier, Karamana in Kilayim, Karamana Tua Apachos Me'arba Amos. Remember, we had different halachas between how much space you have to leave from one vine and how much space you have to leave from a karam. Karam is a one vine, I think it's just Avodas HaKerem, 6 tvachim, and I don't remember exactly the measurements, and then the Avodas HaKerem is Dalan Amos. So, says the Mishnah, what if you have a Karam that's Natua Pachos Me'arba Amos? The vines are much closer to each other than normal, so do you consider that? Ki'ilu, the middle ones are taken out, so it's a regular kerem, and you need the normal distance, or not? So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino kerem. Rabbi Shimon says, it's not called a kerem. Why? Because it's too crowded. The Chachamim Omer, Hareza kerem. The Chachamim say, no, it is. V'roen esvayim saim, ki'ilu einon. And you can view the middle vines as if they're not there. So it's exactly a stira. Kasha, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. V'kasha, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon. Right, we have a stira between these two, the Mishnah, the way that we explain the Mishnah here, the Brisa on Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah there in Kilayim. So the Gemara says, no problem. So Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Lokash, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not a problem. By Kfura, you could view them as if they're not there, while by Kilayim, you have to view them as if they are there. There's a big difference between the two contexts. Hacha, right, the Bach takes out this switches the order, but we're gonna go with, our Girsa. Hasam lo nati inshia daiti le aker. Over there by Kerem, you know why? You don't, now that I view them as if they're taken out, nobody plants vines, almanas, in mind that I'm going to rip them out eventually. No, you planted them, you planted them. So why should you be able to view them as if they're not there? Right, you planted them, period. Hacha, zimnin, but here, sometimes, dimistrami le ben ashmashos, sometimes it's going to be ben ashmashos, have a ksupas please, it's going to be ben ashmashos, late in the day. What does ben ashmashos mean? Erev Shabbos. And umikri umanchile, and therefore it might happen that you might have to bury altogether, even though that's not your plan for good. And therefore, you can view that as if it's not there, because this doesn't have to be viewed as a permanent burial. Rabbi Gershom is one that here says ben hashmasos shel erev Shabbos. Right? You might have said it just means ben hashmasos is nighttime. You don't want to be buried at night. Maybe that. But he said no. Ben hashmasos means erev Shabbos. Where does he get that from? Also the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kuf. Kuf Gimel, remember when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died, right? He says there also, Benash, it says, he gives the instructions, if you remember, at the end of his life, to his children, B'shas P'tirasol Shal Rebbe Amar, L'B'nai Anitzarech. His children go in, he says, Hizar B'tvod Imchem, Ner Yehidolak B'mkomo, Shulchan Yerach B'mkomo, and V'chulu V'chulu. And then the Gemara tells the story that he used to come make Kiddush after he died. Every Beishimshi. And then Rashi says there, what does Beishimshi mean? Rashi says Beishimshi always means Lefisha Benash Erev Shabbos, Lefisha Benash Masel Shelo Shagur Befikol VaHakol Charedim Alav Ligmar Malachton Atchelo Techshach Karu LeBeishimshi. Rashi says, whenever you have in Shash Stam Benash Mashus means Erev Shabbos, because that's the important Benash Mashus. That's when people focus on what time it is, right? That's when it's Shagur Befikol. They're Charedim Ligmar Malachton. They have to finish before Benash Mashus. That's why that is what it is called. Right, and that's what the Gemara explains. Kol Beis Shimshi Avi Asa LeBeisei. Every Friday night he used to come to his house. Hahu Beis Shimsha. One Beis he used to make Kiddush, and one Beis the Gilui Nashasya quotes from the Sefer Chassidim, I think, about that. But either way, that then it became public, and he stopped doing that. But that's where you have also the lashon of Bein Hashmashes, meaning Friday nights. That's what the Rabbi Gershom also says in our Gemara. Bein Hashmashes here just doesn't mean at night, but it means going into Shabbos. So with Rabbi Shimon, there's no kasha because kilayim, people do not plant on manas to be uprooted, while burial here you could assume it is. Drabanan nami lo kasha. What about the other direction? Drabanan also no problem. Hacha over here kivan de minval lo mikri kev. The Rabbanan say that, what was the Rabbanan Shita? By Kfura, you do not view it as if it is uprooted, while by Kilayim, you do view it. So, Kivan de Minva lo Mikri Kever. Right? In this case, it's not Chashiv enough to be a Shchunas Kever in this case. Hasam me ma'amar, heminad the Shapir Shapir, the lo Shapir Levi Litzivi. Right, over there, we could say maybe he'll look at the vines, he'll see which ones are growing, which ones are not growing nicely, and he'll take out the ones that are not growing nicely. And therefore, you can view those as uprooting and view this as not uprooting. Okay. Period. Adron Lachamocha Peros. And we now get to the last perek here out of these four prakim that have to do with issues of buying and selling. Right? The issues, remember, we had the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. These four prakim, the middle of Al-Basra, talk all about issues of buying and selling, a lot of umdana. The eighth parak is a totally different world, getting into Yerusha, parak Yesh Nochalin, that is, B'ed Hashem, coming up in a couple of days, on Daf Kuches. But here we go. Ha'omer lechaveiro, beis kur, afar, ani mocher lecha. Somebody says to their friend, I'm selling you an area, a beis kur of dirt. I'm selling you. Ha'yusham, so how big of a area, a beis kur? What's the issue? What if it's not all arable? What if it's not all able to plant on? So hayusham nikkaim amukim asar tfachim, if there are clefts in the ground that are 10 tfachim deep. O slaim gvoim yutfachim, or there are rocks that are 10 tfachim high. Einan nibdadin ima. Those don't count. Those don't count as part of the base core, because we assume that it has to be plantable, and this is some different area that is not plantable. Different areas not plantable. The Rashbam says it's dafka if you say the word afar. Okay, that's what it means. So also, actually let's just finish. Pachos mikan, but if it's less than that, if it's only four tfachim up, so then nimda denima, then it would be a measure with it. V'im amelo, ki beis kur afar. If he says like a beis kur, not exactly, about a beis kur, afilu hayisham nekam amukim yoser miyasar atvachim, oslam gevom yoser miyasar atvachim, harayelim nedadanima, those would be buried. Those would be counted with the ground, because he said about, he didn't say exact. Okay, a couple of important points. Number one, it says it's not nimdadanima. Who owns them? Okay, I'm selling to you, and let's say it has these tall rocks, 10 tfachim high. So, it's not measured. But who owns them? That's a machlokas rishonim. Right, the Rambam says, the buyer owns them. Even though it's not part of the base core, but the Rambam says in Ilchas Bechira, the buyer owns them. The Ritva here quotes the Rambam and says, I beg to differ. No, not measured with them means it was not included in the sale. And therefore, the mocher is the one that still has them. That is the Ritva here in the beginning of the parak. Yesh sovrim davi kilokeach, quoting the Rambam. Tikaninu aga base core. Valesa, I don't agree. Shelo amra mocher zavayezo zasada mocher kavakach elbe shelo mocher shir yadua. Avala mocher base kur de machar michlal sada shelo dumi de masisan. Ein lo elamida vishir shehizkir lo. Velo lakach as a tfu amuchuberes lo. Right, koshkin to come islam. He didn't sell them a tautzelin on it. He didn't sell anything. It's not included in this measurement. Machlokas, Rambam and the Ritva. Who owns it, now that we say, einim dadin ima. There's also another important comment of the Ritva. The Ritva says here, yesh mifarshim. He quotes this from Adeya. Tekol hecha davi gvoim v'amukim ha'shiura, afal pi she'enam rechavim arba'a, einim dadin ima. The width doesn't matter, only the height. The Ritva quotes that as an opinion. Because if it didn't make a difference, the Mishnah should have said it. The Mishnah should have said, width of 4, height of 10. But it didn't say that. And the Ritva notes that the Rashbam, here the Rashbam argues, the Rashbam says, in Ein Emdad Nima, he also says it has to be, sixth line in the Rashbam, Ukugon Rechavin Arba Al Arba. The width is 4 by 4, the height or the depth is 10. That is what he quotes from the Rashbam. Obviously, where does he get that from? The Ritva explains, Shu Chashav Rishus Ba'apei Nafsha, Kimol in Rishus HaYachid, Bishabis. Uminasha Minan Lapusya Dahave Kihasam. Ubirushalmi Nireke. Says the Ritva, you know where the Rashbam gets it from? Kibir Gedil Chashavis. But the other day says that no, what does this have to do with Hilchos Shabbos? And this is a major discussion. Sometimes we compare other areas to Shabbos, and sometimes we don't. Right? We had earlier, Grama. Do you compare Grama, right? Baba Kama Daf Samach, right? Grama Bini Zakin and Grama on Shabbos. Or I'll quote you one other, Machlokas, the Rashba and the Ran. The halacha, the Gemara tells us, amazing discussion. The Gemara tells us that if I have a ches, written, and how is a ches written? 2 days, machlokas, beis Yosef, and Arizal. Let's say you have 2 zions and you have a roof on top, a little roof on top of the ches. What happens if I erase that on Shabbos? The Gemara says, I'm chayiv for kosev shtei osios. By erasing, I just wrote 2 letters. I erased the top of the ches, notz lo gagol shel ches, so I'm chayiv for writing 2 letters on Shabbos. That is what the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Dalet. Right, Kasav Osachas. Let me just find the line. So, and then on that, the Natzlo Gago Shalches. Now, on that line, there's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba says, "Me Hashaminon to be Yagavra Lo Mikri Chok Tochos." If this works for Hilchos Shabbos, it must work for Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah also. If you're supposed to write 2 zions in the Torah and you wrote a ches by mistake, you could just erase the top and it's considered ksiva. That's good enough. To Einu Elikam Mafred Beishidosios Tavukos. V'chein Kishinalo Gagol Shal Dalet Vasa Reish. Also erasing the top of the Dalet, if you want to make it into a Reish, that's all good. Says the Rashba, because you see from here, it's writing. Says the Ran, what are you talking about? V'li Nira to Ein Mikan Raya. Don't compare Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah. By Shabbos, and this is one of the examples of Melechus Vachshavos being a Chumrah, right? Unlike most cases, Lagabi Shabbos like a Kpeda, being Chok Tokos L'Chok Yerechos. For writing a Sefer Torah, you have to form the letters. You can't do something to the background and have the letters left there. I can't pour ink on a Torah, and it's all covered in ink, and now I'll erase around the letters and the ink will be left. That's not writing. That's doing something to the background, and then the letters are left. That's chok tochos. No, you have to do chok yerechos. You have to form the letters or recess the background. So for Hilchos Shabbos, it works, says the Rashba, says the Ran. But for Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah, no way. Right? So don't compare Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? We have, other examples of this. Just quote one other, example. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Evan Ezer, in Kuf Chav Gimel. What happens if somebody writes a get with their left hand and they are a righty? Is that a kosher get? A get has to be written properly, you know, by a sofer, lishma. So what about writing it with one's left hand? So the Shulchan Aruch says one shouldn't write it with one's left hand. But what if one did write it with one's weaker hand? Says the Rama, lechadchila yichtov asofer biyado hayimanis. V'himu itir yad yichtov bismolo. If he's a lefty writer with his left hand. So the Rama is clear. Lechadchila b'di'eved. Not. B'di'eved is okay. But the evidence is okay to write it with a weaker hand. Ask the Chalkas Machoke, ask the Beis Shmuel. But what do you mean? On Shabbos, it's not called writing if you write it with your weaker hand. You're not Chayav Daraisa. Right? So why is it by get biddi evid it would be called ksiva? So explain the Chalkas Machoke and the Beis Shmuel again. There's a difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos ksiva saget. Efshar lomar delav lachom, I'm reading from the Chalkas Machoke. Efshar lomar delav lachom mili midamin on l'Shabbos. Debishabbos bina melechas machshavos dumi de mishkan. Al kein kol shekasav kilachar yado o bismolo lav melechas machshavosi. Ava mikom makom ksav mikri leinyan get. So that's the root of the machlokas here also. These nikaim or slaim that the Mishnah says are 10 tfachim high or low, do they also have to be 4 tfachim wide, which represents a reshus bifnei atzma for Hilchos Shabbos? Those are the 2 deos in the Ritva. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Lashon the Gemara, we'll continue with tomorrow as we get into here this 7th parak of Maseches Baba Basra.